This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Yep, it's March 11th. I'm here with my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Kara Schillen, and you as we focus on what happened to you last night. Jennifer, what happened?
I went to dinner with Fred Dreyer and my dad.
Really? And then how much sleep did you get after that?
About 3 hours. Well, maybe a little more. I went to bed about 11, get up around 2:55.
Here's the story of Cheryl Cookson. But she feels herself sort of falling apart in the middle of the day. She slips off her heels.
Yes.
Flops on a bed and settles down for a nap.
How does that happen? Does she not have a job?
She's not at home. She works. And in the place where she works at this software company in Manchester, she has a bed. There is a 30-minute nap time allowed.
We were talking about this.
Yes.
This nap time at work thing. Remember, I think it was yesterday when Rich said that at Radio America, where he works, where they uplink this radio program, that when they moved into their new location, he was hoping to have room for a dark area where people could go take a nap, during the day.
Yep.
And it's funny because I am in the building hunt right now for our offices at CRN.
Right.
And
day job.
We got offered a new space yesterday that had a little more space than we needed, and I said, Dad, forget what you have in mind about studio space. We're making a nap room.
Nap room.
And he goes, that's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad. It's a great idea.
It's really not a bad idea either when you have people who are working in the middle of the night or
you know,
really weird shifts, because sometimes you're just so tired when you have days when you've slept 3 hours that it's not really safe to drive home.
No.
But we don't really even have a sofa here right now. So
I thought there used to be one down the around the hall up there beyond where the fax machine used to be. Isn't there one up there near Nicole's office? I thought there was a...
Well, if you find one, let me know.
All right, well, you're closer to it than I am.
So please come to the front.
Then dig around a little bit and understand what the discussion of rest is all about. Do you know, most people figure, all right, the doctors say, Dr. Ken, Jack, Ron, all the people that are MDs on my program will tell you, best thing to do. Ken is really a nut on this. You want to be healthy? You better spend a third of your life sleeping. Ken, how much sleep do you get? Oh, 4 or 5 hours a night.
Right.
Doug, how much do you get? Oh, maybe 5 or 6. But I take a nap. Well, if Meredith is around, she'll push me into having a nap. You had a nap? It isn't about being old. This woman that I'm looking at who's in the bed of this company in Manchester looks like she's about 33 years old, 34 years old. It doesn't make any difference how old you are.
Right.
It's what you want to do to respect your body. If you have a good long life, you'll spend 25 years of it in bed, asleep.
This just shows you how big of a story it is. It's almost like you have your finger on the pulse of the issues today that are trending, Dougie.
Yes.
The Huffington Post has a story out about the presidential candidates and how they eat, sleep, and work out. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. Tell me what's going on.
All right. So Hillary Clinton says that she wakes up with hot peppers and brisk walks.
Ooh, hot peppers.
And she admits she's
short on sleep.
She
eats them or she puts them on her body. What does she do with them?
She eats them.
Really?
So she'll take 10-minute naps whenever she can. Bernie Sanders says he does the paleo diet, relies on wood chopping to keep fit. Doesn't surprise me.
He's got a little farm up in
Vermont. And he never hits the sleep button, or the snooze button.
Never.
John Kasich says he sleeps... he doesn't talk much about sleep, but he likes to eat pasta, so he's kind of a bad dieter. Ted Cruz says that he's a night owl. He likes to stay up late. And Donald Trump only sleeps about 4 hours a night, which he's talked about before.
Yeah, right. You can see the circles, whether it's the makeup people with Trump. He doesn't show it. Cruz always has those dark circles under his eyes. We ought to put him onto Genucel. because that would take care of it. Humans can survive longer without food than they can without rest. During the first 2 years of a baby's life, new parents miss 6 months on average of sleep. My daughter and I had this conversation a week or two ago when we were walking on the beach with Miles. And she's so happy with this baby, but she's so tired because she has a job. She's a full-time prof at UCLA. And she has worked for all of her adult life and wouldn't feel right not working. But you know, there are things to tend to. And for the first time this past, I think, week or two, they're both coming out here today, my daughter and my son, to spend the weekend packing things up in the house, getting ready for the move. And Megan was worried. This is the first time she's been away from Miles. Mm-hmm. And her husband's going to take care. But she spent a lot of time this week making sure everything is all set. But I remember talking to her on the beach about this. Even though she's so happy, she is sleep deprived. But that's the norm. That's what happens when you have a baby. And you never complain about it. It just is part of what goes on. And you realize that it is something that you're going to have to, if you're somebody who needs a lot of rest, having a baby is a tough gig. It really is. The average amount of time people sleep has dropped from 9 hours in the pre-light bulb era to 7.5 hours since the invention of the light bulb. Isn't that fascinating?
Wow. Well, think about it. I mean, fasting can actually be good for you, but the day that you skip a lot of sleep, like if you skip half of what you normally get,
yep,
you feel it the entire day. I mean,
yes,
I call it like the sober drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where you just feel, you have those feelings of being drunk and, you know, obviously you haven't had anything to drink. You're just slow. You're tired. You're slurry. You're messy. It's,
yep. So I looked at a research paper going back to the beginning of humanity, back to the Neolithic period,
mm-hmm,
when
look at you fancy.
The humans, this is like 10, depends on how long you think people have been on the planet. There are some people who think that there have been beings on the planet for 180 million years. I don't buy into that. I think you go back 50 million years, you might find something. And it isn't just humans. This is REM sleep applies to lots of beings.
Mm-hmm.
Humans developed the sleep-wake pattern during the Neolithic period, which started around 10, 12,000 B.C., and so REM sleep is something, I don't know, who does the research on that? How the heck would they know whether Cro-Magnon man was getting a REM sleep? I think that's kind of silly. But anyway, makes for good conversation. So that brings me around to thinking and speaking about those who take a nap. One of the ways, if you don't have, as Kara doesn't have at Radio America, a nap room, but you do have access, you can go into Richie's closet and find his stash of Super Beats, Kara, and you can put a teaspoon of Super Beats into a 4-ounce glass of water, and you can open up all the possibilities that you need to be awake and alive and attentive for the rest of the day, because that's what Super Beats does. It opens up your veins. Lots of conversation about this week, especially for several different reasons. That woman who was the Russian tennis player, it got spotted, if you will, for using some kind of a drug. It basically does the same thing. Too bad she didn't discover Super Beats before all of that. Nobody would have ever made any claims against her at all, because this is all natural. You may eat clean. You may rest well. Keep the sugars out. I was watching Dr. Perlmutter for a while on PBS last night, talking about the brain and the body and the gut. He sounds just like Jack Stockwell, because all of your health develops around within your gut. And this, not only these dietary nitrates open up all the veins and get the blood around everywhere in your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, everywhere. But they also help to make your body sort of work the right way. And that includes your gut. If you don't have a good, strong gut, you're not going to be a healthy person. You're going to have a strong immune system. So Super Beats is the only superfood that boosts your blood flow and makes your whole body work better. It does. That's what all the people who are here on this program will tell you. And a lot of people that maybe your friends have tried this, so why don't you get on the bandwagon? Call 800-655-4183 and try Super Beats. There's a guarantee. Try it for 3 or 4 months. If it doesn't do, you're going to feel it in 3 or 4 days. It's going to take 3 or 4 months. It'll work. 800-655-4183. I was just making my daily protein shake here during the last news break. I put a teaspoon. Actually, I've been cheating a little. I put a little bit more than one teaspoon, sometimes two, because I need a little extra.
A little snitch?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. So enjoy this. Get the best out of yourself, the best out of your life, the best out of your body. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Trending at Doug Stephan. Stephan.com today, the overview of last night's debate and how the personal attacks seemed to be dropping off the scale, and they made Miami nice last night. Also, the story that I alluded to this morning, a couple of times, how these documents that have been published in the last 24 hours or so identify tens of thousands of Daesh supporters and how they've been recruited, that sort of thing. That's at DougStephan.com. Also, some background to the shooting in Pennsylvania and the story of Kim Jong-Un-Dung-Bungalunga ordering more nuclear tests. He has to, as crazy as he is, he's got to know that at the first moment he shot one of those off, he's toast. He's got to know that. He may be nuts, but he can't be that. Is anybody would be that badly out of sink, or unless you're suicidal, maybe he is. Who knows? All right, with that haircut, I think I'd be suicidal. All right, Jen, what's trending at what you're watching? This is Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook right now. Joe's Crab Shack is trending. They're apologizing for a photo which appears to depict an execution scene right now. So bizarre.
What, of a crab?
No, I think of a person. Ooh, Ted Cruz, presidential candidate, appearing to make a Donald Trump joke in his closing remarks. Donald Trump also trending, presidential candidate clarifying comments that Islam hates us at the Republican debate.
Right.
Lane Bryant, the plus-size fashion retailer, they had a commercial that most TV networks rejected because it showed women of all sizes breastfeeding, doing yoga, and asking what you do with your body. And
what's wrong with that?
Apparently had a problem with it.
What? What's the problem with that? Well, the problem is most networks are run by men. That's the problem.
Couple of roles that you see, but other than that, I mean, I just watched the commercial. I thought it was okay. I mean, you see a breastfeeding baby on a woman, but I don't know. Yeah. Ben Carson, also trending. He's set to endorse Donald Trump today. Cesar Millan, he's the TV host known as the Dog Whisperer.
Yeah.
Well, he's under investigation for animal cruelty today, so that story is trending on Facebook. That'll do it, by the way.
Oh, like, my God, how can they be that stupid?
And the Wounded Warrior Project also, with their executives getting fired.
All right. 21 after. Thank you. It's a good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns?
This is a kind of bizarre story that focuses on Madonna, who turned up 4 hours late for a rather bizarre clown show, and then she broke down in tears because of what's going on with her former husband, Guy Ritchie, and the custody battle over her their son, Rocco. The judge hearing both of them yesterday in the custody dispute. The justice analyzed the legal issues relating to custody. She issued an application for the boy to live with her in the United States, but lawyers say she now wants to withdraw it and end all the proceedings. The judge looking as if he doesn't really know what to do, make a decision on the welfare of the boy. Shouldn't it be up to the parents if they can come to an agreement not to keep the judge out of it, if the parents can agree? Well, obviously, Madonna feels strongly about it, but the boy wants to be with his father more than he wants to be with her. So that's kind of what they've agreed to do. And I think that shows a certain amount of maturity.
Yep.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Rather than fighting about it.
To listen to the will and hope that this is a phase and that, you know, he just wants to, he'll come back to you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's.
But never give up. You got to call that kid every single day.
Absolutely. That's what I did when we went through the divorce. The kids heard from me every night. And sometimes it was, okay, what went on today? Megan would say, same thing as yesterday, Daddy.
But you know what? You were there. And that's a huge, huge
thing. The kids knew that we were, both Tony and I, the children were our priority. And that was it. Bottom line. All right, so good luck to Madonna. And in that circumstance, I think she did the right thing. Both of them seem to have, if they have agreed on what to do. Next up, musically in the news today, is J-Lo. Getting a lot of attention. What's she on? She's on that new show that Richie likes. What's it called? Shades of Gray or Blue or something. Blue. Yeah. Okay. She's also doing American Idol, right? On that. And that is on 2-3 times a week, isn't it? As they wait
two times a week.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And now there's a primetime special dedicated to James Corden's late show's Carpool Karaoke, which is quite well done. I didn't pay attention to it, didn't know about it, until I saw Adele on it. And now since then, I've seen any number of people. There's a brand new Carpool Karaoke with J-Lo, as a matter of fact. He says, I've loved every minute of hosting this. It's been an incredible first year. He says it'll be nice to have this primetime special and all these people in the karaoke, the Carpool Karaoke. What a clever idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, you know, these sorts of things, sometimes everybody thinks production of a big television show is expensive. They've got a car with two cameras in it, one on him, one on the passenger. That's it.
I know.
You ride around.
Cheap and easy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
And it's fun. I'll tell you, I have a different feel about him after seeing him doing this, especially when I really got all excited. I remember when last month I started talking about Adele and the car, but I think she's fantastic. And then when she was on with Ellen and went into that Jamba Juice store.
Yeah, did she had Ellen in her ear telling her exactly
what to do. That's kind of fun stuff. That's what we need more of. A little more fun, please, with the shake-em-ups. So food for thought, or music for thinking, as it were. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Weirdness is here on the Good Day program, all wrapped around Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen here. We're going to focus on television this half hour, sooner or later. I thought maybe we ought to go back just a bit, Jen, because there are people, you were going through the trending things and I was going through different lists of trending things, but they both wrap themselves around to a point. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the candidates and what some described in one of the posts I saw today as a love-in. The party chairman has said the GOP will support the nominee no matter who it is. About time they woke up to that reality. So it was sort of a kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. As the chairman says, we'll support the nominee 100%. There are a lot of people in the party, like, Rove, who...
Carl.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't like Donald Trump.
I just call him Whiteboard.
Yeah, right. He's, well, he's vanilla. Maybe Whiteboard's a good one for him, too.
Well, he always has that stupid board out with mathematical equations on it.
He's not anything to be proud of as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, the debate last night began without fireworks. And so the chairman of the party says that they were making a conscious effort on behalf of the candidates and the Republican Party. So that's cool. And Trump has been all over the place tweeting, confirming that Ben Carson is going to endorse him, which will not help the loser cruiser at all under the circumstances. So let's see where it all drops. All right. So... there's a study out today about people waiting for organs. Richie has always said he wasn't going to let anybody near him when he gets close to the end because somebody's going to pull the plug to harvest his organs.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
conspiracy.
There are tens of thousands of patients on waiting lists for new kidneys. And the biggest problem is they can't find a match because their immune systems reject these organs. Kidneys are the hardest to match. Thus, the list for people waiting for them is the longest. There's a revolutionary new bit of research, however, that has found a way for them to get the procedure. This is in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Doctors altering patients' immune system. This is brand new to allow them to accept kidneys from formerly incompatible donors. So those of you who have somebody in your family, or maybe, sadly, it's you, a lot of people who are on dialysis, a lot of people who have diabetes, and that's why there's so many of them, because there are so many people that have eaten badly and gotten sugar diabetes, and their kidneys go south. There are the average age, Jennifer, for people who have had successful kidney transplant operations, people who were near death, on average, added 8 years to their lives after they got a kidney transplant. And by the way, this study is for those who get the kidneys from someone who's deceased, not from someone who's in your family. My pal Ted Siller gave his son Teddy one of his kidneys, that was about 30 years ago. And it affected his life. You only need one if you live a healthy life. So God has been a good person to us and given us two just in case, almost knowingly, because the organ that most people have the problem with, the most severe problems, are the kidneys. So there's a good food for thought. Congratulations on coming up with all of that. Okay, let's get to the best of television this week at 37 past the hour. Let's see the Aaron Andrews case. A lot of coverage on news media and also those, what do they call them, the early fringe shows like Inside Edition, mm-hmm. that went around checking to see if the Marriott was true to its word and the security measures have changed since the stocking incident. You'll enjoy this because, as Jennifer's suggesting, they haven't done a damn thing. Listen to this.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Aaron's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague, Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest. Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
Here we go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ann's.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room then?
Yep.
So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test?
Zero.
Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
Hi.
Did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No, no one's called me.
No one called.
No one's come by, no.
The hotel being sued by Aaron Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much elsewhere.
A spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our hotels.
Nice.
All right, let's see what else.
Sure, okay.
All right, from earlier this week on Good Morning America, the contestants for the new season of Dancing with the Stars were brought out onto the camera.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars cast reveal. Are you guys ready?
We are ready.
Now, Michael Fitzman.
Pittsburgh Steeler Antonio Brown and his partner Sharna Burgess.
A lot of teams that don't dance too much. They don't like it.
Paige Van Zandt and Mark Dallas, Wanya Morris and his partner Lindsay Arnold, Marla Maples, along with Tony Devilani, Doug Flutie and his partner Karina Smirnoff, Misha Barton and her partner Artem, Super Bowl champ Von Miller, and his partner Whitney Carson, Kim Fields and Sasha Farber, Geraldo Rivera, and his partner Edna Slavinska, Niall DeMarco, and Tina Murgatroyd, Ginger Z, and her partner Val Chermosky.
This is the season 22 cast of Dancing with the Stars. We're expecting a lot of great dance moves out of everybody, actually.
What kind of mischief is going on there? All right, so... Speaking of mischief, Jennifer, are you watching The Bachelor? You usually DVR it, right?
No, I don't watch The Bachelor.
You don't care?
Lately. Not these days, no.
All right, so we don't care about them. Let's go to Kim Kardashian.
You don't have to tease us.
Well, I don't think we... His mother was on the show to give him advice. Apparently nobody cares. Carrie, you don't watch that show either, do you?
I actually do.
What?
See? I knew we'd get a
You do?
A lot of people do.
Yeah, well, my roommate has religiously watched, like, every season. And yeah. Since I've lived with her the past, like, 3 years, now I watch it every time. It's
all right, so play the cut from The Bachelor, then. It's a
you
mother.
Know, JoJo is way more my style. Just because you referred to her as the first person who will reassure me, tell me it's going to be okay. And that, for me, it was really all I needed to hear.
Yeah, she has fallen in love with you.
And I couldn't feel luckier, but I also couldn't be more confused. And I still know.
Wow, what a drip.
If I had to pick for Ben, I mean, if the decision was...
Mother, this is his mother.
It has nothing to do with
Jennifer.
Anything personal. Towards either girl, but if I was to make that decision for Ben today, if it depended on me, I would pick JoJo.
It sounds, with that music in the background, it sounds exactly like one of the soap operas.
Yeah,
which
it is a soap opera.
Sad when you think that it's a dating show.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the important stuff. Kim Kardashian's nude selfie.
But what about JoJo?
You want to go back to that?
No.
All right. So here's Sharon Osbourne.
Yes.
I didn't actually hear this cut earlier this week. She's on The Talk, and she talks about how she posts her own nudie.
I hope that Kanye did it and it wasn't Kim, because through everything, Kim has always had a really great attitude, and she knows that people are always, you know, making fun of her nude pictures and her selfies and all of that, but she takes it with a good spirit,
right.
And you could never ever dislike Kim because she's a really good girl, but I like to think that this is her husband and not her. Mm-hmm. And I seem to think that it is her husband because he's always talking about money. He's got the Donald Trump mentality of I'm wealthier, I've got millions, I can do this.
And fake friends.
Oh yes,
talk about what he calls fake friends.
Fake friends, mm-hmm. And it's that mentality that Kim has never really had. So I'd like to think that it's Kanye and not Kim.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Kim, don't put anything in a joint account.
Especially a joint.
Keep your money.
Don't put a joint in a joint account. No.
Please.
Keep your money. She's got more money or not? Who's got more money there?
Well, look, Kanye should have more money, but he's obviously made some bad decisions. He's asking people for $53 million. Remember,
right.
Facebook guy?
Donald, no. Hey, wait. He went to Zuckerberg for a million.
He went to Zuckerberg for money. So, you know, hello. I think she's probably got more money at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. What?
Who knows? They said she got paid $80 million just for some cell phone game.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Big dough. All right, 44 past the hour in a moment. A commercial, a new trailer for Game of Thrones here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Shop Kohl's Friday night owls 3 to 11 p.m. and Saturday early birds 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and save 50 to 60% on the new Sonoma Goods for Life collection, like Mrs. Short Sleeve Tees, just $6.99, and Sonoma Bath Towels, just $6.99. Save 10 to 33% plus an extra 15% off kitchen electrics. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to the television. Well, this is sort of the weekly television report. Jen normally
is that what we call this now?
Well, all right. So give there are a couple of things. The Powder Puff Girls and the Lethal Weapon story.
Do you know what a Power Puff Girl is?
Did I say powder?
Yeah, it's easy.
Power.
I mean, that's
no, what's
easy.
A Power Puff Girl?
Okay, I think this even missed me. This was not that long ago, but it was like a group of cartoon girls. They were superhero sisters that would take on all the bad guys. Right?
So it's not Gina Carano or like that.
No, this is all cartoon. Cartoon Network is actually reviving this franchise. That was huge, as Donald Trump would say. With back-to-back episodes, 6 p.m. Monday, April 4th, and then each weeknight through April 15th, they will be the classic episodes as the lead-in to the show's regular time slot on Thursdays beginning April 21st. So good news if you are a child of the 90s, you probably liked that quite a bit. Also going on at Fox, the Lethal Weapon pilot, we've been talking about this one on and off for the last couple of months, has found its Martin Riggs. In order for it to work, you have to have those right characters.
Merton Riggs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You need the right guy.
Who's going to beat Glover and Gibson, though?
Nobody. Rectifies Clayne Crawford, who plays Teddy in the Sundance TV drama, will put on the crazy as Riggs, and I don't know him too well, but Damon Wayans is involved. He's the one that's going to play Murtaugh, so that's a good...
All right. You okay?
Every once in a while, you know, I had bronchitis for 3 weeks, and it's gone, but every once in a while
I got a little tickle in my throat today.
Yeah, these weird ghost coughs.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the extremes in the weather that are getting me here on the East Coast. If I were on the West Coast, I wouldn't have this, but the weather has been up and down, sideways, temperatures in the 20s, then in the 40s, then in the 60s. All right.
We're all doomed. All right, PBS has renewed Mercy Street for another season. Do you watch the show?
No.
I don't either, but I've heard it's quite good. It's PBS's first original drama in more than a decade, and it gets like 5.7 million
viewers. I thought Downton Abbey was the...
Oh, and this is the first original drama in more than a decade. Downton Abbey, their series is 9.6 million. Well, no, but I don't think it's originated.
You want the commercial from the Game of Thrones?
If you'd like, sure.
Yeah. All right, I just want to squeeze this in before we run out of time. This is thank you. It's they're playing this spot everywhere, not just on HBO, for the new series, the new season of Game of Thrones.
He's gone.
World was on fire. No one could save me. But
we're the only ones who matter, and everything they've taken from us, we're going to take back and more.
Strange was desire to make foolish people do.
The great victory I saw in the flames.
All of it was a lie.
Every one of us is poor and powerless. Yet we can overthrow an empire.
You're in the great game now. And the great game is terrifying.
Order your man to step aside or there will be violence.
I choose violence.
I've never been much of a fighter. Apologies for what you're about to see.
Is that a double-edged sword? Get it?
We decided to play that, and yeah, I do get it.
All right, Kara, do you watch that too along with The Bachelor?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Wow, you're a TV maven.
51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Traveler, you've come to the right place. Our report from Pauline Frommer, who represents Frommer, Frommers.com, the Frommer Travel Guides, a name that's synonymous with travel between her and her father for a long, long time. She's going to bring us up to date on the latest from American Airlines, whether or not you believe in the criticism that has come from them. We'll talk about that. How do you make your choices? Is there really a global seat sale on, as a lot of the emails have been screaming from the travel sites, buy your tickets now! We'll find out if that's legit in a moment here on Good Day.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge?
How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides and Frommers.com. So, we're all just talking, Pauline, about the fight on the Spirit Airlines plane. I have said this hundreds of times on the air. Spirit is an airline that has no reason to exist. And perhaps this show...
This is kind of a doozy, you guys. The passengers were complaining when two women playing a radio like a boombox. I mean, what decade are we in? Were in trouble. They held the boombox up in the air, and then another group of passengers approached the two women, and this became a girl fight with, like, hair pulling and punches and the whole nine yards. Oh, boy.
Would you see that on America? What even brings this about? What do you think, Pauline?
I have no... That was the wackiest story. I mean, you know, Spirit is kind of the Greyhound bus of the airs. It's very cheap. It feels cheap when you're flying it. It's often not well cleaned. They seem to have fewer flight attendants, but that may not be the case. You know, in defense of the flight attendants, they say bad behavior by passengers has become a problem on all the airlines. I think, you know, once you get through security, your level of stress is so darn high that you lash out, you do weird things, you don't act in a civilized fashion. Mm. And it came to a head on that flight.
Right.
That was just nuts.
Nuts. All right, let's talk about the American Airlines criticism from its pilots. After all, they were the ones that made the deal happen, and now they're seeing... I have never had a good word to say about Doug Parker, because I think he's a slimewad. I think what he has done at US, I mean, the airline is just like a widget factory. What do you think is going to be the effect of passengers when they see this?
The airlines are making record profits right now, and they're saying, well, we deserve that. We went through so many years of losses, but you would think with some profits they could be treating their staff a little bit differently and rolling back some of the measures they had to take when things weren't so good.
Mm-hmm. You're being very kind. Every time I go to an I fly American more than any other because I have so many miles. I don't like the new American at all. You go to a counter and you have... I always start my conversation with, how do you like working in the new circumstance? Because otherwise I'm going to get barked at, and I know I am. So I just start with them telling me what a rotten place it is to work. And then I find, like, I had that conversation with somebody in Fort Lauderdale last Saturday, and I got upgraded to first class. So, but I know she was going to, she wasn't even going to put me on the plane before I had that conversation with her. So it is nuts. And you just wonder how low can it go. What about the, we've got about 30 seconds. Airlines having a bench seat for heavy people. Did I talk to you about that before?
Well, that's in the planning stages, but they throw a lot of things at the wall when they're planning new airlines. I don't think it's going to happen, but I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Pauline Frommer. Always check out Frommer.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.